Today is Tuesday, October 22nd. What to know today about everything from Canada's national elections to a major settlement in the opioid epidemic. Plus, we're talking about the World Series, customized cruise control, and the best places to travel in 2020. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with international politics because our neighbors in Canada made a decision about their next prime minister. And it looks like the current one is sticking around. CNN reports early results show Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party won Canada's national elections yesterday. But it was not all good for Trudeau. Global News reports it looks like his party does not have the majority, meaning he's going to have to rely on an opposition party to form a new government and stay in power. Remember, Trudeau faced some controversy during his campaign because of photos from his past that showed him wearing blackface. He's since apologized. But heading into Election Day, it was a toss-up between him and Canada's Conservative leader, Andrew Scheer. As of early this morning, though, all signs are pointing towards a win for Trudeau. Stay tuned. Also in Israel, the country's prime minister faced a major setback yesterday. NPR reports Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a government for the second time this year, meaning the political rival Benny Gantz will now get the chance. He has 28 days to form a coalition. If Gantz does not succeed, NPR reports it's possible there could be a third election there this year. Now to a quick update on Brexit. A vote is expected today after the planned vote yesterday did not happen. Instead, the British government published legislation last night, laying out the negotiated plan for the UK to leave the EU. Parliament is set to hold the first vote on it Tuesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hoping it'll become law before the October 31st deadline for a divorce deal. But it's unclear if that will happen with less than 10 days left before the deadline. Passing a bill usually takes weeks. And finally, the worst unrest in 3 decades is happening in Chile. The Guardian reports protests and riots in Latin America's most prosperous country has led to a state of emergency declaration. The protests in the capital city started because of a transit hike, but even after that was canceled, they've continued over concerns about the cost of living. NPR reports thousands of people have been arrested, several have died, and there's now a large military presence with more than 10,000 soldiers and police officers. More to come. All right, back in the U.S., 4 drug companies reached a settlement just hours before a landmark opioid trial was supposed to start, meaning the first federal trial over the opioid crisis is off, at least for now. The late-night settlement involves 3 major drug distributors, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, as well as a major drug maker, Teva. They've settled with 2 Ohio counties who had sued. The drug companies have been accused of playing a part in causing the opioid epidemic in the United States, such as aggressively marketing opioids while downplaying the risks of addiction. Well, the Wall Street Journal reports the drug companies hope this latest $260 million settlement will be an important step toward a multi-billion dollar deal that could settle more than 2,000 outstanding lawsuits. Even though some companies settled, they have not admitted wrongdoing. CNN reports the settlement funds will likely go towards opioid recovery and treatment. Today, the city of Dallas, Texas, will be evaluating the damage left behind from an EF3 tornado. The AP reports the tornado crossed over 2 major interstates and caused plenty of damage, but no one died in the major metro area. That said, there were storms in several states earlier this week, killing at least 4 people in Arkansas and Oklahoma. And in Los Angeles, California, it was wildfires that caused evacuations yesterday and threatened multi-million dollar homes. USA Today says those orders have been lifted for now, but people in the area have been told to stay alert. The risk for more fires is still high this week. Facebook is promising it'll do more to fight election interference in the 2020 race. NBC News reports the social networking company says it'll label false posts and news that comes from state-owned media. Plus, it's adding more protections for elected officials and candidates who may be targets for hacking. The goal? To fight the spread of misinformation. Already, Reuters reports Facebook just took down 4 state-backed disinformation campaigns, 3 of them from Iran and 1 from Russia, including one trying to interfere in the 2020 election. Get ready, it's Game 1 tonight in the World Series. The Houston Astros are looking for a second World Series title in 3 years, while the Washington Nationals hope to get their first World Series win ever. Game 1 in the best-of-7 series is in Houston, and it all starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. We're all busy people, and so it can be hard to find the time to sit down and read and learn more about something. Well, Blinkist just made it faster and easier to do that. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes. From self-help to business to history, and the massive library on Blinkist is always growing. 8 million people are already using Blinkist, including me. I love learning new things, so Blinkist lets me fast-track my way to more information and self-improvement, and even gives me the choice to either read or listen. And when you sign up, you can choose from popular high-quality books like The Power of Habits and Start With Why. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. In a rare event, the ozone hole over Antarctica is the smallest it's been since its discovery. The hole forms every year when colder temperatures cause the ozone layer to thin out. Well, CNN reports the hole usually grows in September and October, but this time it actually shrank to the smallest it's been on record. And that's good news. But scientists say it's because of unusually warm temperatures. It's not necessarily a sign that the ozone is on a fast track to recovery. The ozone layer is the part of our atmosphere that is sort of like sunscreen. It blocks ultraviolet rays from hitting the planet's surface, so it stops us from getting things like skin cancer and cataracts. Scientists think the Antarctic ozone will recover back to levels seen in the 1980s by around the year 2070. Hyundai is working on a way to personalize cruise control, as in it will adapt to your driving patterns. It's called Machine Learning Smart Cruise Control, and CNET says it uses artificial intelligence to learn how someone drives and then creates a custom cruise control experience from that data. So it will look at things like how close a driver gets to other cars, their speed, and how they respond to changes in traffic. Then it analyzes it, adapts to it, and mimics the driver's behavior. Hyundai says it will not pick up on unsafe driving habits, though. We could see the new cruise control tech in future Hyundai cars. So Google got rid of its classic fingerprint scanner and replaced it with a new secure face unlock feature. But it may not be as secure as they'd hoped. The Verge says the face unlock is available on the new Google Pixel 4, which lets users unlock their phone with their faces, but the phone is unlocking even if the user's eyes are closed, which means anyone around you could pick up your phone and access your data by holding it in front of your face, even while you're sleeping. Google says it's already working to fix this, adding mandatory eye detection to face unlock in the coming months. At the same time, Google says the Pixel 4 still meets the security requirements and it's still safe to use. If you're still nervous, though, there are other lock settings on the phone. Lonely Planet has named the top 10 best cities, countries, and regions to visit in the year 2020. So let's focus in on the top 10 cities. Some cities in the U.S. made the list, like Denver, Colorado, is number 10, and Washington, D.C. came in second. Lonely Planet's best city to visit in 2020 goes to Salzburg, Austria. As for the best country, Bhutan tops the annual list. Check out all the travel recommendations with the link in today's show notes. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about all of the news stories we talked about today in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes to see the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.